Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back with you here on Late Night. I have a little bit of a dilemma that I need help with. 651-989-9226. Steve Thompson, he told me about YouTube TV. Back, this was right around, what time was this? This was back in, it's the State Fair. So, and you, I know you remember this, Susan. We're at the State Fair. Remember, we were doing the different post-game shows and stuff, right? Because I did a lot of pre- and post-twin stuff. And we were doing analysis for Viking football. Me and Jeff Diamond. We needed to be able to watch the Viking game. And we watched it right there. Crystal clear on the laptop on YouTube TV. Awesome. I said, yeah, I'm definitely signing up for this. Okay, I sign up for it. I'm paying the monthly fee and all that stuff, whatever. But at the time leading up to that, there was still PlayStation View, which was rather cool, right? And PlayStation View was essentially the same thing, but they had made an announcement that PlayStation View was going to be over in January. So I'm like, okay, I'm good. YouTube TV, we're good. Well, YouTube TV sent out an email 2 days ago saying that, or they announced earlier this week that they will be dropping Sinclair-owned Fox Sports networks on February the 29th, which is tomorrow. And I need a new service, okay? And that's what I want help with, 651-989-9226. Anybody out there, if you think Hulu Live or whatever it is a good alternative, let me know. But I do want to give an update to this specific story, though. The latest, YouTube has now announced that Sinclair and Google have reached a short-term extension. Okay, so they have a short-term extension now. The statement from them that they just posted online, negotiations are still underway. In the meantime, we've agreed to a temporary extension. Fox, Regional Sports Networks, and YES Network are still available, okay, on YouTube TV while we work to reach an agreement. We'll send out an update as soon as we have more info on a resolution, okay? The original announcement, they said to bring you 70-plus channels. We have contracts with content owners that are periodically renegotiated. Sinclair Broadcast Group, owner of Fox Regional Sports Networks and YES Network, is one of the largest owners of local TV stations in the U.S. We purchase rights from Sinclair to distribute content to you. Despite our efforts, we've been unable to reach an agreement with them. As a result, we will no longer offer Fox Regional Sports Networks, including YES Network, beginning February 29th. So my point is they've got a short-term thing. I need a long-term resolution. You know what I'm saying? I need something long-term. Let's see if Kevin has some information for me. What's up, Kevin?
Lake, happy Friday, my man.
Hey, same to you, my man. How you doing?
I'm good. And you know what? I feel a little better now with that update that you just gave me on YouTube TV, because YouTube TV was my go-to. I mean, that's got everything you need on there. And
yes.
When I got that email, I was devastated.
Yeah. Well, so let me ask you this. How long had you been a part of the YouTube TV service leading into today?
Probably about the last, 6 months or so.
Okay, so roughly, I mean, I haven't been on it that long. I did it a little bit, going into the football season. But I mean, it's a pretty nice service, man.
It's been great. And the fact that, you know, I have five shows on a Wednesday night that I can record, and it'll record every single one of them for me, is phenomenal. And then I record all of the Wolves games and Twins games so that I can watch them when I'm able to.
Yep.
And when Sinclair, you know, pulled what they pulled, it kind of devastated me. And so I looked around, and I think for at least the short term until YouTube TV gets those channels back, because once they do, I'll go back, no doubt. But Hulu TV, I think, is the way to go. I watched the Wolves game on there tonight.
On Hulu?
Yeah, on Hulu. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And I think in the short term, it's great. My only beef with it is you only get 50 hours of DVR versus the unlimited that you got with YouTube.
Yep.
And the system's a little cumbersome, especially if you're not used to it. Like, I'm having a tough time, like, selecting my channels that I want to add to my favorites. I can't see how you can set up to record series like you could on YouTube TV. So there's a couple things, but at least in the interim, to be able to watch Wolves games and the Twins spring training games that are televised, Hulu TV seems to be where it's at.
All right, so let me ask you this, Kevin. I appreciate everything that you're telling me, man. So now from the perspective of going one versus the other, right, you just acknowledge that Hulu is a little bit more difficult to navigate, right? But in terms of a price point, what is the difference between the two prices?
So, and that's the other thing. So I think Hulu TV is like $5 more a month. So it's really not all that different price-wise, but in my opinion, I feel like you get less because you don't get the unlimited DVR, and it's a little bit tougher to navigate. Because I mean, that for me, that unlimited DVR was key too, because now I don't have a limit on the shows I want to record.
Yep, that's important. That's a massive draw for a lot of people, man.
It was big for me. And the other app that I looked at too is Fubo TV. I looked at that, but I have heard so many negative reviews about it. I was told to stay as far away from it as possible. So for me, Hulu TV was the next option.
And it was the live, right? Hulu Live.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Hey, Kevin, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in. Call in more often, man. That was very informative.
Absolutely. Thanks, Blake.
I appreciate it, man. Kevin in Burnsville breaking it down for me. Let's go to Rochester and talk to Adam. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Henry. I think I can agree with the last caller and go with Hulu Live. I know currently I have Sling TV, and really the only local sports channel I have on there is Channel 9's Fox.
Okay.
Otherwise, last summer, they used to have FSN, and they dropped that, and they also dropped NBC, which plays a lot of the football games on during the fall. And so, really through Sling TV, and I have the base package too.
Okay.
So, no DVR or anything. And you can upgrade to get more channels, but I think Hulu Live, I know my brother and my dad have it. And I think that's just the easier way to go.
And they enjoy it. And they enjoy it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So right. let me ask you this about Sling though. So when you talk about the base package for Sling, because I know Sling's been around for quite some time, how many channels come on the basic package? I'm inquisitive about that.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I would say between 30 and 50. I mean, you get the History Channel and the Discovery Channel and all your bigger channels, but not so much any of your local TV besides, like I said, I get, you know, Fox 9.
But you probably get at least ESPN and stuff like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
I do get ESPN and a couple of the, I guess I get the NFL Network channel, but not so much. It's a lot more of the national sports coverage compared here to the local stuff.
I got you. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Hey, Adam, do you live in Rochester?
I actually live in Elgin, just outside of Rochester.
Oh, man, I was about to say, because when you called in for Rochester, I started thinking about that John Hardy's barbecue, man.
Oh, yeah, that is so good. I love it.
I know, man. thanks for calling in. Adam and Rochester checking in. Look, I don't know if you've been up to Rochester?
Down to Rochester. Yeah.
Have you been to John Hardy's barbecue?
No, I haven't, but I've heard about it.
Okay,
did I hear about it on your show? Or maybe
did we talk about it?
Maybe it was when Al used to work here. Someone talked about it on air.
I might have mentioned it once. Maybe I mentioned it with you. This place, the barbecue's good. right? Because Minnesota, we don't do good barbecue. I'm gonna just go ahead and say that we typically. Although the burn-ins yesterday from Dickie's that we had, you love. Susan's in love with burn-ins now. She's like, what is this stuff? What is this? And that's the second time you've done that. Because we've done a couple things with Dickies, and you love burn-ins. Burn-ins, for people that aren't aware, burn-ins is, how would you best describe it? It's like
the tenderloin of the pork.
Yes.
But they're like, they're burnt.
Yes.
Well, not it's, burnt, like charcoal.
And they're chopped up, and there's like the gristle and all that. I mean, it's so flavorful. It's delicious.
Yeah, you don't even need to have barbecue sauce on it.
You don't even need sauce on it. Exactly. I had actual ribs from John Hardy. Uh-huh. Me and my dad were blown away by it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.